Hello and welcome. This is TrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, Who is God and Why Do We Not Know Him? I'm sure that you've heard that term over and over again. God works in mysterious ways. To be honest with you, there is nothing mysterious about God or the things that He does. And even in the things that happen. The problem is that people just don't get to know Him. God will not reveal Himself to just anyone. He keeps carnal man at a distance because man is corrupt in his own nature. You see, it takes the receiving of the Holy Spirit before we can become in union with God, and through the Holy Spirit, God will teach us all about Himself. In order for us to receive the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, we have to purify ourselves. Our bodies are like temples. They house our soul. When our souls are corrupt by our own carnal self, then they are impure, dirty, full of things of the world, sin, and they are unholy. When it comes to the Holy Spirit, which is pure and holy, the Holy Spirit cannot reside within ourself because of all the darkness that inhibits our soul. And how do we purify ourselves? It takes Jesus Christ to show us the way to purifying ourselves. That's why we need to call on Him and build a one-on-one relationship with Him. What matters most is that we have to have a burning desire to do this. We are going to have to make a commitment to do this, and it has to come from our heart in a sincere way. Once you start on that road with Jesus, there's no turning back. The road is long, and a laborious one at that. It will take a lot of work and learning to strip ourselves of our shortcomings and character defects. Jesus will be right there as He guides us along the way. It's a road that must be traveled without fear, worries, or doubts, but by faith. As Jesus says, renounce your life, take up your cross, and follow Me. We're going to need this cross to nail our flesh to it. When we reach a certain point in our journey, Jesus will circumcise our flesh, strip away the things of the flesh that cause us to be worldly beings. Then our soul can go through the fire and have all the dross burned off and become pure. Your carnal eyes will close and your spiritual eyes open. In 1 Peter 4, verse 12, dearly beloved, think not strange the burning heat which is to try you, as if something new happened to you. Once this has happened, then, as Jesus says in John 14, verses 16 and 17, I shall ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to be with you forever, that Spirit of Truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows Him. But you know Him, because He is with you. He is in you. Then you begin on a spiritual journey to learn spiritual things, and most important, about God. You'll begin to understand all about God, and you'll find that He is not as mysterious as they claim Him to be. Thank you, and may God bless you always.